Someone is bumping off members of the Baker Street Irregulars. That's a case for Sherlock Holmes.
Now, if I were a criminal, Watson...
Well, I, for one, would move to America.
Oh, hello, hello. Mrs. Hudson is knocking excited. What's up, I wonder?
I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. WCBS radio news executive H. Paul Jeffers is out with a mystery, Murder Most Irregular. The plot? Who is killing members of the Sherlock Holmes fan club, which meets annually to celebrate its Victorian hero? Jeffers himself is a member of the group.
The chief operating officer is the commissionaire. He is responsible under the bylaws for ordering drinks.
Begun by Christopher Morley and his pals in the 1930s, the Baker Street Irregulars to this day will not admit women.
Sherlock Holmes did not enjoy the society of women. He thought a woman, romance, love, eroded his pure, deductive, reasoning powers.
Simple, easy, nothing. Basic, child's play. Plainly as evidence can be.
It's elementary.
Jeffers says mail still arrives with Sherlock Holmes at 221B Baker Street in London.
It's not the Baker Street that it was in Victorian London. First of all, the street is much longer than it was in, say, 1895. It's been extended. There's a considerable debate as to where 221 was actually located. The current address of 221 is a large office building housing a big real estate firm. There's a plaque there that was installed by the Baker Street Irregulars.
After all these years, why is there still so much enthusiasm for Sherlock Holmes?
There's the appeal of the era, I think, the Victorian era in London. The fog-shrouded streets and the hansom cabs and the horses clopping along on the cobblestones and Holmes and Watson off to solve this particular crime or this mystery that has Scotland Yard baffled.
The Baker Street Irregulars!
H. Paul Jeffers, author of Murder Most Irregular. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.